Hi, this is Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Welcome to BlackAmericaWeb.com, talking to Dr. Myra Jones Taylor. She's the Executive Director for the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood. And Dr. Myra, what's all the buzz and excitement about Universal Pre-K?
You know, this is a very exciting time for those of us who are committed to early childhood, those of us who have been thinking about this for quite some time. If you look across the nation, starting with President Obama's Early Learning Initiative, you know that there is strong commitment to make sure that young children, birth to five, are receiving high-quality care, and that extends from home visiting, so starting with parents, starting with mothers, and making sure that they are equipped with all the information they need to raise children that will thrive before they get to kindergarten and then beyond. And then focusing on the quality of care that infants and toddlers receive in different settings. That's another part of President Obama's Early Learning Initiative, this Early Head Start Child Care Partnership. And then finally, the big buzz that we hear about a lot is universal pre-K. So the president, you know, was thinking about expanding access to four-year-olds, and this is a very exciting thing to hear from the president. But then if you look down and see what states and cities and even small towns, everybody, you know, consistently across the country in different settings, different municipalities and states, people are recognizing that this is smart policy, that when you focus on young children and their needs and you think about quality and not just putting babies in seats, you really get strong returns. You actually make a tremendous impact, positive impact on society. Research shows that, you know, for every dollar that we invest in early childhood programs, there's a $7 return. And this looks like is higher academic achievement, higher rates of high school graduation, college attendance and graduation. It's higher home ownership even, and higher rates of civic engagement. And it also looks like, you know, lower incidence of juvenile crime and rates of teen birth. You know, all the things that we want to see, we can actually point to high quality early care and education as a way to help us get there.
We're talking to Dr. Myra Jones Taylor. She is the Executive Director for the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood, and talking about the concept, the ideas behind universal pre-K. And my question to you, Dr. Myra, is, didn't we always have pre-K? Is this something new? I was a child of Head Start. My mom was a Head Start teacher, so I was in the program during the summer. And wasn't this always a part of our education system?
I'm so glad you said that, and you are clearly a benefit, you know, proof positive of the amazing benefits of Head Start and high-quality early care and education. We've had Head Start as kind of our national child care program that you would see across the country, and that has always been there. It has not, you know, early care and education has not been fully embraced the way you might expect, especially considering all the research that we know about the positive effects of early care and education. So it has been part of the fabric, but it hasn't been embraced in the way that we are currently seeing that. And I think there are a few reasons why this has now taken such an important role in public policy, and that is we have brain research that can show unequivocally that children's brains are developing. When you look at the child, the brain of a child from birth to three, mm-hmm. what they are developing cognitively, social, emotionally, huge gains happen in those earliest years. And so we need to make sure that they are being stimulated. And this happens with a parent, it happens with a caregiver, but this is not just a time when you just kind of leave a baby on a quilt and let them do their thing. This is a time when you can get tremendous gains there. So brain research is definitely part of it. And then I would also say just the fact that we have achievement gaps that are just growing and growing, and thinking, okay, how can we actually address this? And we look at children who enter kindergarten and they're not prepared. They're actually performing lower than their higher income or even middle income peers. Why is that? And so if we look down and think about the care that they've received, we could actually start to think about making gains there. So I think it's been a nice mix of a few things around public policy and research and to get us to where we are now. We also have in the state of Connecticut, as one example, mm-hmm. 70% of all children live in homes in which both parents are working. So we no longer can think back and romanticize a time when women were home with their babies.
Mm-hmm.
We know that most children across the country are not with both parents or one parent all day. Those parents are working. And so it's important that we put them in places where they are cared and nurtured and are stimulated so that they get to school prepared.
We are talking to Dr. Myra Jones-Taylor, and she is the executive director for the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood. And so are we talking for universal pre-K, doctor, at the age of 3 or 4?
It varies in different states. So I can talk about what we are doing here
right.
in Connecticut. We are actually focusing on what Governor Malloy calls universal access,
mm-hmm.
and that is for 3- and 4-year-olds. And it's really targeting our lowest income children first. We know in Connecticut we have the largest academic achievement gap in the country. We have high density of high income families, and then just down the street you will have very impoverished families.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a problem. And recognizing that, there's a big push to make sure that those children who are not entering kindergarten prepared, making sure that they have access first to this high-quality early care and education. And so that's where we're starting. So it's a 3- and 4-year-old.
So ideally it's 3 years old.
So here in Connecticut it's 3 and 4, but you will have, for example, Oklahoma, which has universal pre-K, and
mm-hmm.
that is starting with 4-year-olds. And that for it's universal for 4-year-olds. So, you know, every state will do it differently. There is increasing research that shows that those gains are even greater when you start at 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a commitment we have made here in Connecticut.
Dr. Taylor, I talk a lot about my mom. She was a Chicago public school teacher. And as I mentioned, I was taken with her to Head Start during the summers and what have you. But also, she was a part of early childhood education in Chicago. And initially, the program was called SCOME, School and Home.
Oh, great.
And this is 30, 40 years ago. But it was really important to get the parents involved. And that seems to, from your conversation that we're having here and how you're laying this all out, the vital importance of the parents being involved in these early years of the child's education.
I would love to look into that. I've never heard of SCOME. I love the combination there. That is the crucial piece. We know that parents are children's first teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They are learning everything from us. I have 2 young children. Well, they're now 10 and 8. They are learning everything from us.
Right.
So if we only think about this as kind of an education model where we kind of forget about the parents and really only think about their caregivers, we are missing a huge opportunity. So things like home visiting are critical.
Mm-hmm.
So getting parents informed about health and nutrition and all the cognitive developments that come with play and with rich learning, with high literacy, which with homes that have lots of books and lots of storytelling, that's part of the fabric of the family.
Mm-hmm.
If we only focus on the care setting, we are really missing the boat. So part of what the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood is about to embark on is a major public information campaign to really focus on educate folks on why we are focusing on this. I talk a lot about saturating communities, saturating homes with information about early childhood development and why it's so critical that we read to babies,
mm-hmm.
even when they're, you know, two
yeah.
months old,
yeah.
why we snuggle and hold them and attachment and why it's so important that they feel secure and safe.
Mm-hmm.
If children don't feel loved and nurtured, they can't have those cognitive gains that we want them to see, we want to see in them. So it's so important that we have all of this conversation with parents first and continuously throughout their earliest years and then on into school.
Dr. Myra, I want to thank you so much. For people who are just hearing about universal pre-K or may have just heard about it last month for the president's State of the Union address or however they are getting the information, how can they get more information? It is just a question of going to your closest computer and just Googling universal pre-K?
Yes, I mean, I think there are many places you can go. There's the New America Foundation that puts out a lot of information about pre-K and early childhood. There's the President Obama's website, the Early Learning Initiative, mm-hmm. which talks a lot about what they're doing there. And then I would definitely go to your state websites and look for information. Our website here in Connecticut is ct.gov/OEC. And, you know, there's a wealth of information out there about this. It's at a very exciting time, and this is such a crucial part of life. And so if we ignore it, if we don't think about making smart policy for young children, we do it at our peril for society.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I feel your passion, and I love the conversation and your enthusiasm for making this happen across the nation. We're talking to Dr. Myra Jones-Taylor. She is the Executive Director for the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood, talking about universal pre-K. And I thank you very much for joining us here, Doctor.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Hope to talk to you again.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.